I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Governor Phil Scott says he expects his stay-at-home order to be extended beyond mid-April. Scott issued the order last week and has since updated it with new restrictions on out-of-state visitors. The order was supposed to expire April 15th, but Scott says that will likely change.
In terms of how long, that's a good question. And I think it's up to all of us to make sure that we implement all the measures that we put into place in the executive order and all the amendments since. The sooner we do that, the sooner we'll get through this.
Scott says he will soon release modeling on how long experts expect the coronavirus to spread in Vermont. He says he expects the virus will peak sometime in April. A legislative task force has been created to help individuals and small businesses understand the benefits available from the $2 trillion federal stimulus package. Vermont will receive roughly $2 billion, including expanded unemployment benefits and a variety of grants and loans to help small businesses avoid bankruptcy. Senate President Pro Tem Tin Ash says he and House Speaker Mitzi Johnson have established a special six-person committee to make sense of it all.
The Speaker and I are particularly sensitive to the issue of people's ability to sign up for either conventional unemployment or this new program through the feds, and the problem for many small businesses who have to find a way to navigate all of these potential relief tools.
The committee will include three members of the House and three from the Senate. A judge in Vermont's largest county is halting eviction proceedings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Superior Court Judge Helen Torr's order defers evictions until after the judicial emergency, which currently lasts until mid-April. The order only applies to cases in Chittenden County Civil Court. In her order, Torr wrote, quote, "We are in unprecedented times," and she said that forcing people to seek housing or become homeless could increase the spread of COVID-19. Exceptions can be made in emergencies or if it can be proven that the eviction won't cause anyone to become homeless. The order also halts foreclosure sales for the next 90 days. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
The Eye on the Sky forecast today, mostly cloudy with highs in the 40s, near 40 over the higher terrain in the northeast. North to northeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. Tonight becoming mainly clear with a few clouds in the far south and some patchy fog in the valleys. Wednesday, sunshine giving way to periods of clouds in the north. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.